Now, even though it might not be the most exciting thing, okay, I'm going to try to read it, at the same time, develop some concepts, but not in the way that I normally do, okay? Because I just want to get to the text over here. The Ram starts off, B'Shem Havaya Kel Olam, okay? This could be a shiur itself. Not only starts off B'Shem Havaya Kel Olam over here, but in all the six, let's say five of the six of the Storim in Pirush Mishnayis, okay, and here in Sefer Mitzvos, and also you might not see it, sometimes it got cut out of Ksav Yad, and also Mishneh Torah, all Yud-Dalet Sforim start off with this, and also each of the three Chalokim of Moreh Nevuchim and the Maimon Tchis HaMeisim. Okay, now the fifth, the same, the Pirush Mishnayis that is not there, the people are just saying that since the beginning of Ksav Yad it might have been cut off. It's a little bit odd to start five and not six. I don't even know which one, I don't remember which one it was. I was listening. Okay. So, I'm not going to talk about this barichos, but I have a whole shiur on this. And I think there's a very significant thing going on over here. The Rambam in the first paragraph of the Zohar, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, in fact, quotes this. You see, this is Vayikra B'Shem Havaya Kel Olam. This was Avram's Kriya, okay? So, the Targum Onkelos learns that Vayikra is Tefillah. The Rambam is learning this is the call of Avram to monotheism, to the world, okay? And the interesting thing is, you may not have it on this thing, but the truth is a lot over there, here, which was not part of the text. You have to decide where the text starts. The interesting thing is that Avram, in the beginning, Avram, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, describes Avram basically, see, I'm not sure, I'm going to say something with trepidation, because I'm not sure that he came to new conclusions as time continued. You know, he talks about what conclusion he came to, but I think that he got a lot more courage in what he was ready to proclaim to the world, okay? And at the beginning, when he came to Eretz Canaan, he only was saying, Vayikra B'Shem Havaya. But he didn't say Havaya Kel Olam. And Havaya Kel Olam is what the Rambam quotes that he got at the end. And I have a separate share on this, that I think that this was Kilu, the preface to the Akedah, which he reached the highest dog of Nevuah. The Rambam says, in Moreh Nevuah, impossible. Except for Moshe Rabbeinu, okay. And in this B'Shem Havaya Kel Olam, I think is not only the existence of God, but also Yichu Kutshu Brichu, okay. Havaya Kel Olam, which is like Hashem Elokeinu, okay. Also Brias Olam, the Rambam in the Nevuchim, you'll find in Chelik Beis, Per Yigimel Ashkocha. This is basically many of the tenets of Avraham, and we know that Avraham wrote a Mesechus Avodah Zarah, and I assume that everything he had was contained in this. And this is the proclamation of Avraham. Avraham is starting all his form with. We have to understand what that means, and this I'm not getting involved in that. I'm just telling you that there is a big significance in this, and this is that the Havaya Kel Olam, that the Siva Rishena is also the Mashkiach on the world, and that's what we're saying, that's what Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is all about, and Ram Mitzvah Beis and Mitzvah Seh. So this is where he starts, okay? But that's not, you know, that's where he starts Svarim in general, okay? Now, there's a word hoyle over here, which the truth is I really like to understand a little bit better. In Kapach, the word is me'acha, or hoil. And you see, there's something going on here which I really like to get my fingers on, okay? What this really is the Hagdoma to Mishneh Torah, okay? And he's going to explain that he can't write Mishneh Torah without having a Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? And basically, he would have done a simple thing of writing a Minyan HaKotz at the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs and then written Sefer Mitzvahs. But since the issue of what's in the Minyan has become almost a quagmire after the Bahag decided what the Minyan HaMitzvahs is, he decides that he has to write a whole treatise describing why he discusses discussing Mitzvahs, and probably even in this in the Sefer Mitzvahs itself, he has to explain certain mitzvahs, why he counts them, he doesn't count them. That's what he's about to do over here. Okay. The question is, so he's starting, this really is a preparation of Mishneh Torah, and the Rambam feels that, you see, you have to go, I think, one thing you have to keep in mind. The Rambam is not out to write Svar, okay? And you'll find in the middle of this psicha a very, very interesting thing, which we'll maybe talk about a little bit more as we go through it, and it wasn't even translated properly in the text you might have. He says something like this. He says, when he decided to write the Mishneh Torah, and he realized that he needed a Sefer Mitzvahs to organize it. Okay, so he writes the following. This is a Korach translation, and Rav Kapach is similar, but I don't know if it got it really in. וכאשר הסבר לי לעניין הזה, ועולה בדייתי לחבר את הספר, ולאז כי הספר ולהי ידיע, is Mishneh Torah, ולאז כי כל המצוות בהסכולה, ללא פירוש, I'm just going to stop, I'm going to mention them. ומנויסם בפסיכס הספר, that's what I had in mind, to write me in our קוצר, הסעור בי הצער, שכבר הצטערתי בו זה שונים. He has, and he's talking about emotions, which we'll talk, I'm not interested now, I'll explain this when we go through, you know, but he had emotional turmoil about Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay? And it's for years, okay? I'm not sure what he means, it's ure, that he, you know, he went on with life and didn't deal with it, but, you know, what exactly, I don't know what he means with this, okay? V'hu sh'aminyin sh'hamitzis kva hishtapshu boy b'inyonim sh'lei ucha l'taye g'odel muzoloson u'lefi sh'kol mi sh'yoga b'inyonim oi sh'chibachiba seib b'dol z'ona z'ay s'nim sh'l kulim acha ba'aloh g'dolos. Okay, that's where he's coming from, okay? And he says, V'kash, I'm skipping a little bit over. I'm just giving you a background material before we get started reading. V'kashe choshavti b'zeh, v'yodati es pirsum ha-minyan hazeh, shibidei b'nei odom. In other words, when you're fighting against an idea which is well accepted, you can't just deny it. You have to deal with it. Yodati shekashe aski ani es haminyan hu amiti shiroilim noisai baskola bilti mifureshes ubli raya hine hakira rishon shikreu yale bedaito shizetos vitiya ledaitoi raya hato ayois heyoise behepach mashi is keponi uploni. כיוון שזו היא דעת רויב יחידי סגולה בזמננו זה. Okay, so he has a quagmire. So therefore, לכן ראיסי שרוי שעקתי מיימו לפני החיבו שהזכרתי והוא הווי בו מיניין המיסס איך רוי שיבנו, therefore he has to write the shoshim, and therefore he has to write and explain the minyan mitzvahs. That's what's happening over here. Okay? So I want to present to you something. The Rambam, just what he presents, he's in turmoil, emotional turmoil about minyan mitzvahs. I don't even get into this now. You know, is the halachic basis to be in emotional turmoil about this? But that's not my issue now. But the fact is the fact. And why is he writing Sefer HaMitzvahs? To deal with his problems? No! He would have let this ride. You know, it's a problem. He's bothered by it. There's a mistake. But, you know, that's not his... He doesn't have to deal with all issues that might be, that might be sima patera. That's not, that's not his issue. Not his issue at all. Okay? The reason why he's getting involved over here is because he has to write a Mishneh Torah, and the only way the Mishneh Torah can be written is with Minyan HaMitzvahs. The only way to have Minyan HaMitzvahs is to write the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay? So that's the background of what's going on in the middle over here. Let's start again. Okay. Hoyil ukva kodem lono achibu amufusam ashe kolamu boy piyush kolamishna. Okay. Now with me hoyil. Okay. Vohoyis the kavanah seinu, and the mokovah says probably is more. The real translation should be matola. Okay. The matola b'chibahu, and here Kapach's translation is wrong. Here is the better translation: the katzer bebir inyan haloch halochem and a mishnah. The purpose of the pirush b'nayis is to have a succinct interpretation of the mishnah. Not to be marich, not to tell you everything you have, not to throw. They're just to help you get and understand. That's the purpose of it. Lekatze bebilinyan halocha halocha min haMishneh lohoyis the kavanosenu boil hashlim dine kol mitzvah. We're not interested in writing a Mishneh Torah. When I was interpreting Pirush Mishnayis, v'lichlo kol mashiyit tarich loy. Okay. I was interested, and we have to understand this. He had, and this, the truth is, the Rambam in his young 20s, okay, I think 23 or something like that, was writing Pirush Mishnayis, and there was not such thing as a Pirush Mishnayis before. The Rambam is a groundbreaker in this whole issue. Okay. And he's done it. Okay. It's mufusim. So now you ask yourself an interesting question. I just want to put the backdrop. So, you know, some would say, so what's the next step? So he really wants to deal with Me'isa, he wants to deal with Lichlo Kol Mashi Yitzalachloi Me'isa Umuta B'chai V'Potah. Okay, that's what he was about to do, because what he did was incomplete. It didn't take care of everything. It took care. It was a very specific goal of helping, making the Mishnah open to the public. Okay, so a priori, you would say the next job is, if he wants to explain Issa and Heter and everything is involved, he should write a commentary in the Gemara. Okay? Because Pirush Mishnayis is a commentary, So he should broaden on the Tisefta and the Gemara and every in the Sifra and the Sifri and all the Makaris of Allah. So he says, now, what did he say? Re'isi. So I think the Hoyle means that what he did was an important contribution, but the community needs something more important. Okay? And I think what he basically is trying to say, okay, is that he's writing Sforim not to not in a search for Amito Shoteiro or to Kilu to write treatises, okay, but he's writing it for needs, okay. And the first need was the Mishnah appears. The Mishnah, no one, you know, we can't deal with it. How do you learn? He says, let your Mishnah. So I'm finished. But there's a necessity for something more. That's oil. What I did was might have been important, but it was an incomplete for what I need to do. That's the chayyim what he said. We isi gam kein sha'akabet chibur. So it's very clear over here that the Mishneh Torah which he's talking about is post. Okay, even though the truth of Yeshua Nogid that claims since there is a Pirush Mishnayis and a Tchelis, which seems to contradict or not have a knowledge of Sefer Mitzvah or something like that, so he claims that the Rambam stopped in Kochim and stopped the Pirush Mishnayis and decided to write a Sefer Mitzvahs. However, that probably is not the case because of the Madua Kam, Madua Basra, and in Venezia, we only have the Madua Basra basically has the conclusions that the Rambam has in Sefer Mitzvahs. In other words, he re-edited Pirush Mishnayis post Sefer Mitzvahs. And Madua Basra, based on Shurishud Aleph and Mitzvase Yudimo, he rediscussed what the relationship between Tfilin Shayad and Tfilin Shoyes, the Mishnah beginning about Tchelis. You can look at it. There's a Madua Kam and Madua Basra. So, Re'isi Gamkein, She'akabe Tchibo, She'icho Kol Dini Atzeret. Called Dine Atera. And here, okay, Dine Atera is the interesting, is the word that he uses, Dine Kol Mitzvah, the Kol Dine Atera, it's the same type as Sriya. Okay? But that's not the, that's the word Tere is, okay? Because Mitzvah also is a law. We'll have to see what that means, okay? It's the dinim shichol kol dinim v'asiyosam, the dinim and the asiyah. What that means exactly, I'm trying to understand. Okay, ad shlo yishamek mimeno hashmota. There should be no omissions. V'sheizoye boy b'mashu min hogilasos laniach measkos amachlekes mamor medukuim. Not to mention things that are not lalocha. Ushlo ekva boy ki im halacha psuka. So if that's his goal, halacha psuka, his next charge should not be writing a pirush in the Talmud, okay, but to revamp everything and write a separate chibur which has all the information you need. So that was an option. Okay. Ushiyiye achibu ahu kiyo kol dini teres Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, he's taking on himself an amazing task. Mashi tzorch mehem bizman agolus u'mashi nino tzorch. He's dealing with kol dini teres Moshe and he wants even kochim and tairis and zroim, which might not be whatever is nogeya, not nogeya, everything's there. It's an amazing thing, but this is the important thing now. V'hoya, you know, you can ask yourself, okay, and maybe we'll deal with it later on, you know, why he saw it necessary to write a Pirush HaMishnah, and what is the Mishnah, okay, you know, what he wanted with it, okay, but here is a very noble goal, okay. And in order to get to this noble goal, he decides, I say, by mitzvahs, because he can't have called Dinei Teres Moshe and all the mitzvahs without knowing what they are. And that's why he's writing say, by mitzvahs. Boy, he knows, Ledaiti, Lahashmit Mimenu, Ho Asmachtes, the Horayis, okay? Now here you might have different words, and the question is, you know, what b'chlau do they mean? Okay? There's a tshuva from Yeshua Nogin, I don't understand what he's talking about. You know, he says, one refers to, because he has a discussion of the nusach, of various nusachs, that you have in the Gemara, where it said, Raploni Yom HaKach V'Kach, or Div Raploni, and this one refers to that, and that refers, I don't know, you know, what's the big difference between the two, I'm not convinced. I would have said, okay, Asmachtis, he's referring to Pesukim over here. La'ashri Menu, because when Chazal say Din, okay, when they say din, they have sometimes an asmachta, sometimes a raya. Okay? I assume that asmachta is a remes for something. Okay? And it's not a real drosha. And a raya is a real drosha. Okay? But both of them are not pshuto shel mikra. So, they might be a raya, or for the din itself, but they're not important, okay? In light of this, you know, when you're learning Mishnah Torah, you have to evaluate what does he yes call psukim, and what does he mean, what does he need them for, but that becomes a more interesting thing, because the Rambam is very clear at the beginning that he's very selective, that he's not quoting the asmachtes and the rayis, okay? And then he goes on to the following. V'zichroim ba'alei hakabora. K'dei sheloi oime divrei reploni o v'loi reploni oime kach v'kach v'chol maima. Okay. So I thought this is a separate thing. It's not going back to Asmachtas and Gaius. But in other words, if you quote the Baal HaKabbalah, you know, you're quoting the member, you're quoting the Baal HaKabbalah. So he said, here's an amazing thing, okay? Just get yourself to think about this a little. And he's going out to explain it, okay? And Ella, you see, when he talks about the Asmachtas and Nayas, there is something over here which is very odd, okay? The Rambam really is explaining why we don't have to quote the Maima Ketzurasa, okay? The Maimon Ketzurasa, okay? So, you know, the Maimon Ketzurasa means two parts of it. The Raya from the Pasuk, or the Asmacht or the Raya, okay, and the Baal Memru, okay. So if I ask you, do you have to quote the Raya from the Pasuk? You know, I can imagine that's an important thing to know the authenticity of the Maimon, okay. But who said it, L'chaira, should be completely irrelevant to us, right? So, but the Ram does the opposite. The Ram says, no, I don't have to quote the Raya of the Asmachtas, and then I decided to disband, okay? But I really, really have to quote the Bala Kabbalah, but I'm going to do it in an interesting way. And that's what he explains. And that is what I show you, you know. You know, it's interesting. He's faced with, when he has a memory in the Talmud, what to do with it, okay? And the two parts. There's who said it, what he said, and the Raya to it. So he says, all I'm interested in is what he said. I'm not interested in who said it. I'm interested in the Raya, okay? So I'd say if he knocked out both, then I'm okay with everything. But he says, no. The Raya, I'm not interested in. I'm not going to mention him, Mishnah Torah. But the one who said it is going to be mentioned in a dainty way. And that's what he continues saying now. Today, he says, V'zichon Balei HaKabbalah, Kidei Shiloi Oimer Divri Reploni V'lo Reploni Oimer Kach B'Kach B'Chol Maima. Okay? I don't know, you know, it's a strange thing. I'm not sure what he wants B'Chol Maima, okay? So I guess you can't discriminate. He can't mix and match. Either he's doing it or he's not doing it. So it has to be B'Chol Maima. Okay. Ella Azkir Chachmei HaMishnah v'chachmei HaTalmud kulom aleihem hasholom b'schiro klolus b'tchilas hachibur. Now, we have to ask ourselves, what is the schiro klolus? Is he going to mention the names of all of them at the beginning of the chibur? Okay, yep, no, see, there are two issues. How does he mention them? And how does he solve his problem? Because you get the impression you need the Baal Kabbalah. Because you don't need it. You know, you can dispense with it the same way you dispense with the original, with the Raya, correct? No, I'm just trying. This is the text, okay? So let's see what he says. El Aski Chachmei HaMishneh V'Chachmei HaTalmud Kulam Aleihem HaSholem V'Zechiro Klolis V'Tchilas HaChibo. So you have to see what the Zechiro Klolis is. Okay? V'Oimer Ki Dinei Atera V'Hi Tere Shebal Peh. Now he's very clear. He's described what Dinei Atera are. Right? Dinei ki Dinei Atera kula v'Tera shabal peh. Okay. Mikubolim miploni umiploni miploni ad Ezra ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Which is, he's going back, he clearly, okay, because the Haskol Klolis, he clearly knows what that means. Okay? He's, what he quotes at the beginning of the Akdoma, correct? All these people, exactly Ezra, and going, right, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we'll see about this, okay? V'azkir im kol echod min ha-makablim et ha-yichidim Hamufusamin. Shohoyu b'deirai hamukubalim ki kabalasa. So, what does it mean? V'askir in kol echod v'echod. min ha-makablim. Es ha-yichidim ha-mufusam. Okay? See here, you shouldn't make a mistake. This, what's he doing? Is he saying that the Balei HaKabbalah are Mufusamim? Or he's saying that besides the Balei HaKabbalah, he's going to mention Yechidim Mufusamim in that door? Because you look at the Lashon, V'askeim. Okay? And this, if you open up the Akdoma to Mishneh Torah, you'll see that he mentions various Amoroyim or various people in the Beis Medrash, the Rebbe, various people over here. And this is what he means. Shehoyi b'dur ha-mekubolim ki-kabalasoi. V'chol zeh le-bakosh ta-kitza. Okay. See, here's a very interesting thing. What he's basically saying, but you see, he has something of a compromise in the middle, okay? Because he says, see, what he does in Mishneh Torah, he sets up a system of 40 deiros of Balei HaMeseirah. And in fact, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Pinchos and Elazar and Yeshua. And he says that he was Mitzvah Yeshua. And Yeshua became the Balei HaMeseirah. And it's a list of who the Balei HaMeseirah is in each generation. 40 generations. Okay. So you couldn't. Okay. So then, in a few cases, he mentions the people brought along. Okay. But listen to what he says. Ve'aski in kol echad min ha-makablim es ha-yichidim ha-mufusomim shoyi b'deiroi ha-mukubolim ki-kabalosoi. What does that mean? Ha-mukubolim ki-kabalosoi. He gets the impression that they basically, in terms of the handle on Kol HaTorah Kula and the whole Meseirah, they were equal. But you had to pick one, so they picked this one. So, no, listen to Lashon. V'aski in kol echol min ha-mekablim es yichidim ha-mufusamim shohoyu b'deirei ha-mekubolim ki-kabalosei. Okay? So, you know, there's an amazing thing. So what exactly happens? Basically, you have many Balei HaKabbalah, but one's in charge, and Kilo would say, I just don't know what he's setting up, because he doesn't explain in the Hakdama why he mentions others besides the Balei HaKabbalah. And now he's trying to explain it and doesn't give us enough information. Okay. But the question, let's get back to what's important for us. What's important for us is this is his explanation of why he's not mentioning the Balei HaKabbalah. Well, why is not mentioning the Balei HaKabbalah each member with the Raya, okay? The Raya, he says, no, forget about it. It's not important, okay? So you get the impression that the authenticity of any din, Medini Atera, is the fact that a Balei HaKabbalah from the Balei HaMeseirah said it. He brings a raya. He doesn't bring a raya. He brings an asmacha. Micha. For the Talmud, it's an important thing to mention. But for us, that's not important. What's important? Therefore, he throws that out of the wayside. That's not important. But what is important? To know that it was a
HaKabol, who said, okay? And you have to say that. And that's what he says. El Aski Chachmi HaMishnah, V'Chachmi HaTalmud Kulo Malei HaMashon, B'Tchil Kolos, B'Tchil HaSachibu.
Okay.
So you get the impression that every Avreira who's not mentioned there, his authority rests or is an expression of the Kabbalah of the people who were in his generation. So by mentioning them, that's what he's telling you. By mentioning them, he's mentioning this Baal Masoreh is telling you what the authenticity is. Well, that means that the Baal... So I'm not sure what it means that the Baal Memra is part of the Masoreh itself. I don't know if you have to say that. But the authenticity, our Kabbalah of Dini HaTorah is only because the Baal Masoreh said it. And he has to be in this link of Mem Deris. If he's not there... It's not with the same take it as a member of the Baal Masoreh. L'chair is what's happening over here. And he has to tell you who they were in order to have, in other words, at least the Baal Masoreh itself, in order to give this efficacy. That's what he seems to be saying over here. The guy is irrelevant. It's nice for us to know, but it's irrelevant to know the Pesach. But you can't paskin on the basis of remembering the Talmud. See, I would have told you, I would have told you something else. I would have told you, listen, how's it going? Ravina Rashi, codified Talmud Bavli. And if it's there, so, that's it. You get the question? No. It's only because of that this member was said by Baal Masoreh. It's a very amazing thing. Continue. And he says basically, and he has to go again, V'chol zeh lebakosh sakifu. So you get the impression that, if you want to be you want to be honest, you have to mention the Ayis, or the Asmachta. You have to mention also the Baal Masoreh. But Lekitzur, I'm not going to do that. But I have to mention that there was a Masoreh, and that the efficacy of these Mamorim are based on the Baal Masoreh. Okay? Continue. Okay? The Chain. Now, I just want to stop for a second and explain to you something. Okay. There's a lot of work here that the Rambam's doing on Dini HaTorah, Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Baal HaMasoreh. Okay? That's l'chadosh what he's setting up over here. And then, just skip this paragraph. I'm going to show you something. Okay, skip this paragraph. So maybe we'll do this paragraph. We'll do it, and I'll get to the thing soon. Okay, I just don't want to. I want to say something. Okay, what's it? The echo boy, komash is bayer, is his ames is bayer. We have to understand what these two words are. He has a tshuva about it. I'm sure no, but I'm not sure exactly what the difference is. We're not getting involved in that. Okay, what he wants? Mi mamol yatera, ad shel ten the shum shayla. Sheish Surah boy Shula Askirena. O she aski shiri shitilome nimeno ashaira hahi bakalis bli ilochuk. So he wants you to be able to deal and field all in your nantera with this chibur, if you can use it properly. Ki kavanosi boy gam keinakitso imachlola. In one way it's succinct, and the other way, it's all encompassing. It completely deals with everything. Ad shetiyeh yakari boy kvar hikiv kol ma shenimsa b'mishneh u'b'talmud v'sifro v'sifri v'tisefta. He's not basing this on medrash halacha. He's not basing this on medrash agoda. He's basing Mishneh Torah on these three rules. Mishnah, Talmud, Sifro, Sifri, and Tisefta. Then he says,
why is he skipping the Chilta?
That I want to tell you something. It's very possible that he calls the Mechilta Sifri Sifra. There is a discussion. I'm not getting into that now, but there is such an option. Okay?
That's the partial answer.
I understand. That's the partial answer. What? I understand. I'm just telling you. I'd like to, before I answer that question, you know, to research it again and tell you that I'm not sure of it, okay? But I know this option, okay? V'chein kol ma she'tiknu ha'gainim o'achreinim. Here he throws in something new, okay? We have to understand where this came from, okay? U'ma she'beiru o'pirish v'yisraheta muta v'toh v'apostel v'koshir v'chayim u'potem v'shalom v'ilu v'shalom nishma u'potem v'lishova. U'ma klori sh'ol yistarach acha ha'teira sefer acha z'losoi כדי לומר ממנו איזה דובו ממה שיצר בכל התרא ואין מדרעי תמי דובו. And here, he's moving from תרא שבעל פה to דרבון הזולסו. And that's what he wanted. When he mentioned the גוינים, we know that certainly was there. גוינים אחרים. Now, let me just read a little. I'm going to go back over this. I'm going to give just give you a backdrop to just tell you something. כאשר כיוונתי בדעתי לתכלס הזייס. This is what I'm doing. Samti machshavti ba'ofen chalukas achibo hazeh u'sh'olov eich roi shiyeh. He wants, before, he's thinking about how to write the book. How do you do it? Ha'im ha'chalkenu k'mo chalukas ha'mishnah ve'em shechachra. Why in the world would you want him machali according to the Mishnah? And the same question you could ask yourself, why did the Ram write a Pirush on the Mishnah? The Mishnah seems to be central over here. Ha'im achalkenu, achalkeyu, k'moy chalukas ha-Mishnah v'yemshech acher, o achalik chaluka acheres, v'yachtim v'acher, lefi mashi chay v'iyun, shu ha-yoyse roi v'yoyse kal lumoy. V'yoz izbar li, sh'yoyse tev sh'tiyah chalukosoy, halokas halokas ha-mokam b'sech l'shem Mishnah. Okay, but he was wrestling with this issue. Correct.
Why do we care?
What?
Why are you telling us this?
Okay, but I, you see, what is more intriguing to me? Why would one want to do it according to the Mishnah? And then when he's talking about language that he's writing it in, that's kind of I'm going to tell you that just in case. I just want to give you an idea. He's talking about language. Let's see.
Before
I skip the language?
Yeah, I think so.
How do I end up skipping that? Here. I skipped that. Yeah. B'chein re'isi sholach habreihu b'loshen sifri ha-kredish. Let's see what that means. Loshen sifri ha-kredish. L'fish ha-loshen ha-hu ha-makudish. Loshen Sifri HaKadosh Arom HaKudosh Tzav HaYoyim B'yodeim L'Hashlem Boy in Yonei Adin. Basically I should have used that. Okay, there's an amazing thing over here. He's writing Sefer Mitzvahs in Hakdom the Sefer Mitzvahs. He's writing in Arabic. He's going to write Sefer Mitzvahs also in Arabic, all the Shrush and everything. But he's just questioning, you know, what should I write Mishneh Torah in, just to give you the background. And before he's writing Sefer HaMitzvos, he's already toying with this issue, what language to write it in? Okay. Lefisha Loshana Huloma Kudish, Sar Hayei Biodeim with a Hashkin boy in Yoni Adinim. It's just we don't have it, we're missing it. But if we would have had it, let's go with the Loshana Kaidish, with Loshana Hamakudish, Loshana Sifak Kaidish. We'll see what he means by that. Okay, go to say the Blinella. V'chein lachabrehu b'loshen haTalmud kiven she'ein mevinim oisa. You know, there's no option of Arabic. Me'anshi, because, you know, it's a difficult language. Aramaic is not well understood today. Kiven she'ein mevinim oisa me'anshi m'sein o'ayoy kim yechidim. Okay? So, you know, that might be a reason to write a Pirush in the Talmud also, but that's not on the agenda. V'yukshu milim rabois v'yezorois afilu b'kiyim b'Talmud. So, you know, if I want to give people a sefer that they can deal with, you know, I'm not helping them much. Ela chabreu b'loshen hamishne kedei shehe zekal l'oy v'anoshim. So those are the options. Arabic, this language, that never came into the options, okay? So now I want to tell you something. I'm not sure I know what I'm talking about, but let's say like this, okay? Beseda, it's a reasonable way. I would say like this. I'm not going to go into it. I said a whole shiur, I think, probably in Shemesh Aleph, discussing the Ram's take in the Gemara in Eruvin, the Ketzat Seda Mishnah, or Ketzat, and he discusses how the Rambam learned, how Moshe Rabbeinu learned with the Arein, and then with Aron Ubonov, and the whole Seda, okay? Correct? That's what the Gemara talks about. So, you know, when you look at the Gemara, you say, good, that was the same of everything, and that's the Messiah, and that's what's going on. But what did they learn? Okay. So, the Rambam very clearly learns that the Seder was a Seder of, they wrote down Pesukim, even though the Torah wasn't given yet. And they learned the Torah Shabbat Peh Ados Pesukim. And that's the way it went. And that's what they did. The Ram says it very clearly in Nachdom with the Pirush of Shnayis. And the Kitzur is, the Mesera was, as he discusses the beginning of Mishneh Torah, as the Etn Lecha, as a Torah V'Mitzvah. Torah he Torah of Iksav, V'Mitzvah he Pirusha. Okay. The Torah Shabbat Peh was entrusted, okay, into the Klal Yisrael as a oral tradition because of the two eras when it was written. Basically, Torah was written, okay, at three different times, okay. Torah Shabbat was written in the Loshan Makudish, okay. Torah Shabbat Peh was committed in Lashon HaMishnah, in Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And then, when you need a Pirush Makif, which he clearly says that the Talmud is a Pirush on the Mishnah, that was written in Aramaic. Okay? So, he believes that Mishnah Torah, HaTeir VaMitzvah, the Tayyad Mitzvahs, with the Messiah Shabbat Peh, is really a book, a sefer, which should be in this line. It basically, you had the, that's what he says, you don't need any other sefer. This basically takes the place of everything else. Okay. I think that he focused on the Mishnah, Lachatchilo, because he felt the Mishnah was ki'ilu
Torah Shabbat Peh, and we have to explain it to the Olam, and it's important that it should be available. And Torah Shabbat Peh, well, there was an issue at that time, not getting involved, but his focus was on the Messiah of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what he works on, and that's what the Messiah is all about. So much so, that since the Mishnah is the Messiah of Torah Shabbat Peh, and Mishnah Torah is also, he says, you know, maybe should mechalik Mishnah Torah the same way Rabbi Rakhalish should mechalik the Mishnah. That's why it's an issue he has to deal with. Because what he's trying to do is to present the Messiah. Okay. And he also feels, even though I was always brought up that language is only important in Torah Shabbat Peh, I told Torah Shiksav and Torah Shabbat Peh, the important thing is to understand. So the Chol language is irrelevant. And the Rambam clearly seems to be saying that it's an option that he has to write the Torah Shabbat Peh. If it's committed, it has to be written as Torah. Okay? And not as written as an option, and that there was a mandate to write Torah Shiksav. Or a mandate to write Torah Shabbat Peh, which is either Lashon HaMishnah or Lashon HaTalmud. And he picked Lashon HaMishnah. That is what's going on his mind, and he's decided that's what he's doing. That's an amazing thing. This, I think, is the beginning of Torah Shabbat Peh. No, he's wrestling with it. He's wrestling. There's a wrestling. Now, and that's why it's so important to discuss the Baal Yom HaSeirah, because what he's trying to do is make a clear statement about the authority of Torah Shabbat Peh, okay, and to be available, okay. Because I assume he doesn't expect that everyone's going to sit down and open the Gemara. But what he wants to do, I think, and that's why he's not only pushing the Gemara, because he says here that he wants that it should be, he could be able to, he's writing in a way that he can memorize it. Bape. And I think in certain way, he's trying to bring the Messiah back to where he originally was. That it will be a Messiah of Torah Shabbat Peh that people walk around with the whole knowledge of Torah in their mind, and the only way to go about doing it is to have halachas and prokim. Halachas kolios prokim, and then the and to Danloch. That's what he's trying to do. That is, and he is thinking about this, and it's clear that this is the important thing.
Is this a critique of the Talmud?
I don't think. It's the same thing you can say is the critique of the Mishnah.
The Mishnah, sure, you can memorize it, but the Talmud is...
Yeah, but it's not... Yeah, but the question is, it's... You see, when you finish with both, you don't know... You see, you get the impression, and that's where the Rambam feels that there's something important happening now. Until the Rambam's time, or until, there wasn't an importance... You know, let's start like this, okay? The Machlokes B'Sham B'Sila, okay? It's the law we used to say, Machlokes B'Sham B'Sila. So someone says B'Sham B'Sila, says over B'Sham. And doesn't say over B'Sila. Everything's B'Sila. Or he missed it, okay? So we say, everything's B'Sila. It's a Chesachal Taylor, okay? And it's also part of the Messiah, okay? And as the Gemara said,
that in the Sifta Shomayla, they say this one says this and that one says this. The whole thing, the purpose, okay, the purpose of the Mishnah and the Talmud was to present the Mesera B'Shleimus, okay? The Mishnah is Rashi Prokim, which you could, it's the seed which you can have the Talmud to bring out, but it's presenting the Mesera in its entirety. And then you need, but really, I get the impression for the Rambam that Ravina didn't do that, and Rashi, because you still need the Sifra, the Sifri, and the Tosefta, okay? But with all that body, you have everything. The Rambam's purpose was not to present the Mesera in its entirety, but the Mesera, which is Halacha L'Maisa in its entirety, and therefore, in a way that every single person could it should be available to them, okay? It's not clear to me, okay, and to answer your question, it's not clear to me that Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted, it was important for the Mishnah to be available to everyone, okay? The Rambam for some reason felt it was important, okay? We have to understand, because he was trying to, it was an agenda of the Mesela. I'm not clear to me that Ravina and Ravashi expected the Talmud to be available to everyone, okay? They didn't write in language which people understood. But the question is, was it written or you know, you have to understand the issues, you know. In my opinion, maybe I'm wrong, they were interested at that point in one thing, collecting Torah Shabbat. And that's what they did. It was very, and they collected it. And the Rambam's interest is something else behind. To collect Torah Shabbat Peh in a way that's available to everyone.
Is he pairing himself after Halachas Gedolos?
What? It's not at all. I don't know if it's called memories and called, it's a whole, and the Rif, that's what it's against the Rif, it's against the thing. It's a whole new revolution. Okay?